From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama has welcomed Mexican President Felipe Calderon to the White House for a state visit. NPR's Jason Beaubien tells us some of the things the two presidents are expected to discuss as they try to agree on specific goals and, on a larger scale, smooth relations between the two sometimes uneasy neighbors.
President Obama invited the Mexican head of state, according to White House officials, to underscore the strong bonds between Mexico and the United States. But the relationship between these two countries has historically been tense. Mexico is consumed by a drug war that's being fueled by U.S. demand for narcotics. Washington has pledged hundreds of millions of dollars to help Mexico battle the cartels. But Calderon is expected to stress again that America shares responsibility for this war. The two men are also expected to discuss migration. Calderon is a strong critic of the new controversial immigration law in Arizona. The long-stalled issue of whether Mexican trucks will be allowed on U.S. highways is also likely to be on the agenda. Calderon has meetings in Washington today and tomorrow morning before flying home on Thursday. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Mexico City.
A curfew is in effect in the Thai capital Bangkok after the Thai military stormed the site of anti-government demonstrators. At least four people have been killed. Dozens more have been wounded. They include several journalists. We have this report from NPR's Michael Sullivan in Bangkok.
In the end, the protest leaders had no choice but to surrender after Thai troops and armored personnel carriers broke through the protesters' barricade shortly after dawn. The troops used automatic weapons as they advanced and, for a time, took fire in return. The decision to surrender did not sit well with some protesters. Central World, one of the largest shopping malls in Asia, is in flames and on the verge of collapse. The Thai stock market and several dozen other buildings around the city have been set on fire as well. The area around the protest site is now deserted, except for Thai troops and police, who are also out in force in many other parts of the city, including major tourist areas. Today's violence also spread to the north and east of the country, where protesters set fire to at least two town halls. A media blackout is also in effect after what one historian calls the most widespread and most uncontrollable violence Thailand has ever seen. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.
South Korea says it has enough evidence to blame North Korea for the explosion that sank a South Korean Navy ship in March. 46 sailors died when the ship went down. The South Korean foreign minister says the UN Security Council should now get involved. North Korea says it has had nothing to do with the incident. The government says prices consumers pay actually slipped, if by a small amount, in April. That's the first monthly price drop in a year, and the big reason is lower energy prices. This is NPR News. A brazen attack in Afghanistan today. Insurgents have hit the big U.S. Bagram air base. At least seven NATO personnel are hurt. At least seven of the insurgents are dead. The base is heavily fortified. The government currently relies on the oil industry to set standards for a key piece of equipment that failed to prevent the massive oil leak in the Gulf. That's according to Coast Guard Commandant Thad Allen. He's now testified before the Senate Commerce Committee. Here's NPR's Pam Fessler.
Allen was talking about something called a blowout preventer, the mechanism that oil company BP expected would stop the flow of oil after an explosion at its deepwater well. Allen says that right now, the American Petroleum Institute, an industry association, sets the standards for the equipment, and that the federal agency overseeing deepwater wells, the Minerals Management Service, or MMS, accepts them.
API kind of goes out and issues a license to the manufacturers. They do testing. MMS accepts those licenses in lieu of an inspection. I think there's an opportunity moving forward to take a look at whether or not we need a regulatory regime for the blowout preventers and the control systems associated with that.
Senators on the panel express surprise at the arrangement. They're vowed to seek tougher government regulations of deep water drilling. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Iraqi and foreign diplomats have celebrated the reopening today of Iraq's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The ceremony comes 9 months to the day after dozens of employees were killed there in a massive truck bomb attack. Political and diplomatic leaders gathered in a hall not far from the hardest-hit part of the ministry on that August day. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.